Forever Dog.
Ooh, ouch. Ooh, oh my god.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. I need a band-aid.
Oh, wow. This is hotter than McDonald's.
Hotter than hot.
Listen. Well, welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scaldrationizing serving of
hot goss.
Send a raven.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the dreams. So let's go ahead and get ourselves into some
hot goss. This is the beginning.
Mm-mm. Oh, wrong one. Never mind. Sorry. My bad.
Classique.
Doom, 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 doom.
Cute salmon. We're doing Hot Goss Classique, where we'll be talking about news from 2 years ago.
What privilege.
Well, thank you, Senator Giagon.
Oh, my goodness. We are so thrilled today to have two very special guests with us on today's episode to talk about the exciting new film, Stage Mother. Ooh, Stage Mother. The star of the sensational film Tangerine, Maya Taylor is here.
Yeah. Hello.
And she invented literally everything when it comes to drag. You know her as the drag queen named... Jackie Beats is here.
Hello. I'm in full drag right now.
So, yes.
Huh. Are you?
So you, in the movie, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it's amazing. I really enjoyed it. In the movie, okay, you both play performers at a struggling drag bar in San Francisco whose owner... overdoses, and his estranged mother, played by Jackie Weaver, shows up to mourn her son's death, and she ends up taking over the bar and using her skills as a choir director to like revamp the show and like take over the bar. How was your experience on the movie?
Oh my god, it was so fun. Just so much fun all the time. Like, the energy was real. Like, turned up, like, early in the morning all the way to late at night.
So, Maya, what was it like working with Jackie B?
Uh-oh.
He was fun. I mean, we didn't have too many scenes together, but off camera, she was always fun and cracking jokes and everything. I remember, because, see, I'm new to the whole drag world, you know? I haven't really been around it. And I remember... I first saw her on set and just stunning, just makeup and everything was just on point. The outfit just, it was, I can't even describe it. That's just how fabulous she was. And then like later on in the day, there were like these Chrysler vans that was taking us back to our hotel. And by this time she had de-dragged. And I leaned over and I asked Alistair, I said, who is that? And he was like, that's Jackie. I'm like, oh.
That, my dear, is a blank canvas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where can we see your movie? It's not in theaters right now because there are no theaters right now, but it's iTunes, Amazon.
It's on almost every streaming platform except for Netflix. And when the director announced that, there was a little weird twinkle in his eye, so I'm sure there's some drama or a story, but I don't know it. So just about everything but Netflix. It's, you know, Amazon Prime, iTunes. I'm trying to make this more interesting than it is, ladies.
Jaded bitch.
Maya just says,
Yeah, well, you guys, now you have me thinking.
No, you know, before we started, Maya was saying that she's very tired because, what, you woke up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Tell everyone why. People need to know what they're dealing with here.
Well, today I spent all day at the brothel because I just needed to make some money to pay this rent.
Stop it. Maya is a healthcare professional who is on the front lines of this whole fucking thing.
Come on, front lines. Thank you, Maya.
Thank we you. Applaud you.
Thank you.
I wish I had fucking pots and pans. I would bang them right now.
Oh, no. And that just reminded me of that, what was it? That lady, she was like, if I ain't getting no sleep, then y'all ain't getting no sleep.
Oh, Tanisha. Tanisha. It was Tanisha from Bad Girls Club. Tanisha asked, want to throw in a kick. She banging him. I remember Tanisha. Yes. Tanisha
she
fully.
Was hilarious.
Uh-huh. Tanisha tried it. For sure.
She did.
Yeah.
She succeeded, though.
Well, thank you for being on the front lines and trying to help this COVID stuff not hit as hard as it's been hit. And we really appreciate that. And Jackie, we'd like to use you as a barricade on the front lines also. So just go to work with Maya tomorrow and she'll plop you down and make sure you're fed and watered.
I am glad to be of service.
As far as like the themes of the movie, what is your like takeaway nugget story? Like what is like the takeaway from the film?
You know, for me, well, like I said before, it's like, you know, family is family regardless of how you feel about how they live their life. Just make sure you let your loved ones know that you love them before it's too late, because we all can check out of here today or tomorrow.
No, you're absolutely right. And by the same token, you know, live your life and be your true self. And if you do have a problem with your family, I say do your best, but then there's a point where you just need to move on and find a chosen family. And that's what a lot of us have done. And I think that's what a lot of people relate to with this movie. And it's, I think the movie has something for everyone because it's funny and it's kind of like has fabulous moments, but then there's really heartfelt moments. You know, people are telling me that they cried several times, like when they saw that I was in it.
Yeah. And on that, like, I've always thought about this like this. People are always so judgmental about somebody else's life, you know, like how they live their life, their lifestyle and everything. Why do people always feel the need to accept somebody's lifestyle? Like, for me, like, I don't care about what you're doing in your life. You're not hurting anybody. You know, what you're doing is not paying any of my bills. So I don't feel the need to accept you. Like, if it's something that I just personally wouldn't do with my own life, then it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
And watch people on my business.
And the strangest thing about what you just said is it's usually the people who are impacting other people's lives through politics and being on the wrong side of history and misusing religion. It's like, honey, if two men are living in a house over here, they are not bothering you, don't worry about it. But if you're out marching in the street saying, you know, kill these people or, you know, build a wall, then it's time to be concerned with other people.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So live and let live. I mean, I've said this so many times lately, if people just followed, especially certain types of people on, you know, with certain politics, if people just followed the number one rule of the Bible and the number one rule of the Constitution, which is judge not and all men are created equal, everything would work out fine. I mean, you claim to believe in both of those important documents, then those are the number one rules, and follow the fucking rules.
So what's coming up next for you guys? Any projects to look out for?
Well, I just shot a pilot. We shot for 3 days, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with it, but it was the whole, you know, go get tested, everyone wearing masks. It was just all very careful, and it was a lot of fun, and I really hope something happens. And but other than that, I'm staying busy by doing my Instagram live shows, like Best Friends Day Wednesday, where I interview different friends of mine, and then every Sunday I do Quarantine Cuisine, where I cook in my kitchen in full drag.
Maya, can you share any fun stories from the making of Tangerine? Because it's a movie I've probably seen at least 5 times. I just love watching it because I used to live on North Citrus and that whole area near Donut Time and stuff. How long did that take to shoot?
About 26 days.
And was it all night shoots mostly, right?
No. No, we shot somewhere between like 12, 14 hours. I think one day it was like 16 hours. Wow. So, yeah, we were tired all the time. Oh, as much gosh. As we were having fun, it was very tired. And Sean likes to get a whole bunch of shots from a whole bunch of different angles. And he needed to because all the editing that was required for the iPhone. So,
yeah, that was one of the first big projects I remember seeing that had just been done on an iPhone. And it, like, it kind of swept the industry and said, like, you know, make your own stories. It was really inspiring.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, yeah, it's one thing to pick up your phone and then film, but it's another thing to do all the editing. Like, he worked for months just doing nothing but editing.
I implore everybody to check out this movie. It's on Amazon and iTunes, and you will love it. It stars Jackie
it's
Beat, Maya
Stage
Taylor.
Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Stage and Mother.
You're right. There is something for everyone in it, too.
And we thank you both so much for being on the pod with us. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
For
it's
having
always
us.
Nice to see you.
All right. We thank our guests so very much for popping into the Hot Goss Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Cup of Java.
Oh, no. She left her scarf. Oh, well. We'll put it in lots
of She's in the waiting room. Jackie's in the waiting room.
We don't validate girls. Leave.
We have a very exciting Rainbow Spotlight song this week. This is submitted from Bernardo. Highly recommending I Feel Like Dancin' by DJ Ober and Benny Falcone for the Rainbow Spotlight.
And they're from Brazil, so you know it's hot and smoking.
Yes, let's get into some I Feel Like Dancin'.
Dancin'.
Turn up the music, baby. It's time to dance because I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. It's time to get back again. I got my red shoes and I'm ready to dance. I'm on my time. Yeah. I wanna dance with you. Alright. We'll dance through the night and day. I got my pink hair and I'm ready to slay. I feel alright. I wanna rock with you. I got the music on. I wanna party tonight. I got my red lipstick, so you should turn it up loud. I wanna dance and I wanna rock with you. Turn up the music, baby. It's time to dance because I feel like dancing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah.
And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
It's a sleigh for me today.
Was it a sleigh or just okay?
I like that. Should we do that on one of our show, one of our many, many shows? Should that be a segment? Slay or okay?
Okay. Slay or okay?
Sure. This can go away.
Wow.
No, Jeremy made me tea, but I didn't want him to mix it with the old tea. Thank you.
There's old tea with new tea?
Ali, this is the new tea. Tina. Well, speaking of new tea, this is a segment that we like to call...
Let's get political. I
want to get political. Let us see a policy.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot going on with this Republican National Convention. I have a feeling
hot
that
trash.
None of these hot garbage fire. It's so funny when people are just like not aware of their surroundings and themselves, and like seeing that brunette lady in the wig just yell when you knew she was in an empty room. I don't know her. I don't know who she is. I liked her wig, but a center part wig is hard to pull off. I'd like to pull it off and then scoot it 45 degrees like to make that, it a side part.
Like that queen at the fucking pageant that ripped off the crown off the winner. That one.
Yeah, honestly, like, all of these, like, it's like a bad SNL skit, honestly. Have you been watching?
Do you think that there's, like, a possibility, that, like, how much are they leaning into making it absurd? Like, the very fact that that woman in the brown wig and the red dress was screaming her whole ass speech like this. Do you think the fact that they are doing these bizarre things is making us talk about it and making us pay attention to it?
Like saying the only hope for your children is if we vote Trump. Like, I just don't understand who was the consultant on this that just let everybody go, yeah, great idea. Like, what kind of yes man did they hire that didn't... I know that they're, like, lacking celebrities and people actually that the audience would want to see, and then coming at the Democrats for having, I don't know, support from the industry. But it's just like, it's so out of touch, and it's shocking because there have got to be some smart people over there. Like, did nobody proof this? Did nobody watch it and go, maybe not?
It's a lot of lies, and it's a lot of propaganda, and it's unfortunate because it's fueling hatred and fueling separation among people, which is literally the country has manifested this sort of split in the way that its reaction to COVID is happening. It's there are countries that have gotten this under control because they've worked together as a country.
Countries led by women.
Right. And so our country is just bungling it. I mean, it's Uncle Bungle's cabaret.
Uncle Bungle Senior, for sure. I think one of the worst speakers was that young man who stood in front of the Native American guy with the drum who was like all smarmy. Like, that kid is known for not talking and being an agitator. So why would you, more not being an agitator, just being smarmy, and then he sued a bunch of newspapers and made some money. But if you're known for not talking and then suddenly they give you a mic and you sound like a complete fucking dolt, maybe just go with the not talking thing, because that worked the first time and you got paid for that at least. I'm sure you didn't get paid for the RNC.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess, and hopefully we can look back and laugh on it when someone else is in power that's better. In 20 years, we're going to tell our kids, you won't believe what almost happened to America. And then we'll be like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I may not have kids, but who knows? Yeah. I'll probably be dating someone younger.
Wow. So yet another police shooting has happened, this time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake was shot seven times in the back by police as he was trying to get into his car. His three children, ages 3, 5, and 8, were in the car at the time. He survived the attack from the police, but has sustained severe injuries. And there is video footage of the incident, though the Kenosha police do not wear body cams.
Now, from what I've heard, that this man was trying to break up a fight between two women, and then the police were called, and of course they started shooting. And I felt like we're still dealing with Breonna Taylor's death. Like, you know, that still hasn't been dealt with right. And to have this happen too is just disgusting. I mean, he should have yielded to police, but like, he was probably afraid for himself, wanting to protect his kids, and he was unarmed. He had nothing in his hands. That was clear. And like, there wasn't time for him to grab anything in the moment that he opened the door and then the cops started shooting. Like, it makes no sense that a cop would be so threatened by a man's back and empty hands, like seven times. And honestly, I feel like the cops, when they pull out their gun, their first instinct is not to injure or to do a warning shot. It's to kill now. They tried to kill this man. Seven bullets. What did six bullets do that the first one wouldn't do? Like, what the fuck, Kenosha? And they're masking the cop's identity. They're not releasing the name of who it is. People on the internet have been trying to figure it out. There was one guy who had cops, like, squad cars all around his mom's house, so they thought it was him for a second. It's just disgusting. And the riots that broke out after, I mean, I hate to say, but I understand them. Like, a message needs to get across. The family of the man that was shot, Jacob Blake, they implored everyone in Kenosha to stop rioting and everything. But it's just seeing that, that there was like civilian groups who were white supremacists are like
militias.
Yeah. Why are they not classified as a terrorist organization, but the Black Panthers are? You know, it's like, it's one of those things where I don't understand what is happening to this country. And it's, I don't know. You know what? I probably never understood the country in the first place, because all this shit has been happening for years. And I just wasn't privy to it because of my fucking white privilege. So I'm glad that I am aware of it now. And I hope that we can make y'all aware of it. We don't mean to go on about stuff. We know this is a podcast about drag and fun gossip and everything, but this stuff's important, you know, because like, what if they keep going and trying to take away everybody's rights, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, no gay stuff on the air, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I'm at a loss.
Yes. And, you know, we say it often, but we're going to say it again. Black Lives Matter. And these are really terrifying and really egregious things that are happening in this country right now.
And some people don't give a fuck. We did a fundraiser for the girls last week, which a lot of you watched, and thank you. But like, I was going through just to like see that it uploaded right and everything, and I saw a comment that said, you two are so woke now, I don't even recognize you. I remember when you all were fun, or something like that. And I was like, A, I deleted it, because like, I don't need to keep that kind of negativity on the page, and I didn't want people going in. But it's just like, what the fuck? We're just trying to like help in a way that we know how, and people are like coming for us now. Like, do they not live in America? Do they not see what the fuck's going on? They might not, so I don't know. But like, what the fuck?
Yeah, truly, and then what the fuck?
The shit that happened with Eden and Jaslyn and Jocelyn on Hollywood Boulevard that we were talking about the week prior, that happened, you know, a couple blocks from our podcast headquarters and everything. The cops called Eden, and she was on speaker on an 11-minute live that I watched. And the cop was explaining to her how they did everything that they could, and then they turned all the evidence and everything to the DA, and the DA declined to press charges at the time and released the men from jail that were being held for, you know, the crimes, the assaults, the robberies, all that stuff that were committed against Eden and her friends. And it's shocking, because you see it there in video, black and white and stuff. But there are things you can do. There's you can harangue the DA's office with calls and emails. There's a number listed on Race Chaser's Instagram, also on my Instagram, where you can if you're listening to this, I guess you have a little bit of time, because you can make a phone call too. It would be really helpful if you did that. You need to let this DA know that this is not acceptable, that people in our community can't be treated like this.
There's a script that you can call the DA's office and demand justice for these women who were really horribly attacked right here in Hollywood. And that's a direct action that that you can do right now.
Oh, I was getting out of the car with a girl that was fucked over royally by a designer right before she left to go to summer camp. And this was like, 2 days ago. And where my studio is, where it's situated. And then it's like 30 steps to Hollywood Boulevard. And there were a bunch of guys, loud ass, coming towards me and this girl. And it was the first time I'd ever been worried, because I was like, what the fuck? And my key wasn't working in the lock. And I was all up in it. And it was the first time I'd ever really felt worried for my safety, because of what happened to Eden and her friends. And I was like, I'm not usually a worrier. Like, I'm like, let's fight, let's do this, I don't give a fuck. But it scared me, honestly. And that's like a new feeling for me. It's really strange not to feel safe in your own neighborhood. And I think that the DA not prosecuting this, just makes it seem like what they did was okay. And it's totally not. If you haven't seen the video, watch it, because then you'll want to take some action and call or email or do something. The least we can do, if everybody does the least we can do, I feel like it could amount to something, maybe. Or I hope. I don't know. We're going to be right back after this break, and hopefully there will be some good news. Or dicks. One of the two.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. This is the segment where we go
spelunking. Deep. What the fuck
are you?
Into the
deep. Are you a demon?
No, I'm trying to not chew.
So I got.
Listen, a nocturnal. A nocturnal flying squirrel just came down from this cave where we've been spelunking, and tried to get up in my mouth, so I got to talk out of the side of it. I don't want the squirrel flying in my mouth.
Well,
that's
this
so upsetting.
This is in italics and underlined. It says more conversation and tangents in between letters will liven this segment up a little bit. So,
well, why don't you just sprinkle some cayenne pepper on us? Jesus Christ!
Show.
A dash, bam! I'm gonna kick it up a notch.
Why don't you bring cayenne and peppermint here, then?
Okay, before we get into tangents and commentary after this letter, let's read the first letter.
What color is it? What color spray tan would you like? Tangent, please. Tangent.
Tangential.
This is from Ben. He says, Dear Alaska Willem, Dip and Dots. I'd like to talk about music. I love all your discussion about music and your commitment to featuring queer music on your podcast. My first question is for Willem. I was listening to The Chop, and your brief rendition of One in a Million had me in stitches. Seriously, though, you have a fantastic pop voice, and if you covered that song for real, I'd buy it on iTunes stat quicker than you can say Gracie Lou Freebush. Are you planning to release any new music soon? No. My second question is about drag queens creating musical content. Some are more successful than others when it comes to releasing songs and albums. Do you have any top picks besides your own? None of them are tops. I personally really love Hot Couture by Manila Luzon. She actually is a top. I Adore You by Adore Delano. Too Drunk to Fuck. And Jinx Monsoon's cover of Freak. I don't know that about Adore. I was just joking, but she does love alcohol. What are your faves from the other dolls, Drag Race or otherwise? Thank you for your all-important podcasting you do. Oh, faves? I would say one of my...
I see that Ben left out
Triple A Girl.
My music. Alaska. Thank you, Ben, for writing into our show.
Well, we haven't gotten to the end. Maybe he'll mention totally you kidding. Before. He says, thanks for the... seriously, this podcast has gotten me through this quarantine. Sorry, no dick pics, but I enclosed a pic of Willem and my friend Riggles at the short-lived Uest Gay Club in the Village from 2012. Willem, you were a delight and probably drunk. Stay safe and healthy. Oh, I was drunk. Yeah. That wig was drunk. Oh, wow. What
you
the fuck?
Great.
What
you
was I beautiful. Wearing? And that wasn't a reveal. That's what I wore to the club.
You're wearing, okay, let
panties
me break this down.
And a belt.
You are wearing a cheetah print brassiere.
Dolce & Gabbana. My entrance wig. That's my entrance wig.
And you're wearing, yes, the entrance wig, the very like honey blonde, tousled.
Made of meerkat. Mm-hmm.
An exposed midriff, which
shocking.
Looks lovely. And then you have this just scant... whisper of a jean short. I think it's a panty that is made to look like denim.
It's a denim print panty, as one does.
A bejazzled belt. And then my favorite part is the high shine control top tights. I didn't know you were a tights girl. You must have been at a tights establishment.
Probably
you must have been doing a gig at a tights establishment.
Probably.
What is going on with the legs?
Girl, I don't know. Sometimes they want you to cover up your body a little bit, so you got to put on a tight. Or sometimes you got an ingrown. Sometimes you got something. But I don't know what it was. But obviously, this is a small town which has never heard the wonders of nails. This is my hair, stun. So I'm very sorry for the slight that he did not mention your music. But maybe in a follow-up
implied.
Letter. I think it was.
Well, who are your favorite Drag Race music, like songs or moments or artists?
I could listen to Jinx Monsoon sing anything and probably be happy. I really just enjoy mm-hmm. everything she does. Who else? Myself.
Myself.
Myself. I like your music a lot. I like Adore's music a lot. I love Shay's videos. I couldn't tell you the name of one of her songs off the top of my head, but like I've always liked
Cocky.
Yeah, I've liked her music and her songs. Her videos are always impeccable though.
You could do a parody of Cocky and call it Bukaki.
Bukaki. I really, really I listen to at least once a day. She's not a Drag Race girl, but like I listen to Big Frida a lot. Because, like, her music...
Oh, yes.
Her music pumping in your ears in the morning, that gets me up on the floor and, like, working out and gets me going and stuff. I really, really love Big Frida. And I've been to her concert. I had so much fun at her concert. It was at the spot... I think the spot that you did that I Will Always Love You number.
The Echoplex.
Echoplex, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I was there, too.
It was... Kelly Mantle was there. We had so much fun. I danced all night, I remember. Who are some of your favorites musically?
Well, here's the thing. I'm like Bob the Drag Queen. I love drag queen music. Whenever a queen puts out a song or a release, I get it. I buy it on iTunes so they get the maximum amount of those pennies that go toward the, you know, the things. But I know that Ben says some of the drag queens are more successful with music than others, but the truth is, and it takes an immense amount of work behind the scenes to make a song happen. So the producers always do a really great job of making these songs sound really cool. The writers, and then the music videos are an entire team of people who really are not doing this to make a whole shit ton of money. They're doing this because they love making films. They love making, you know, art. So I say, just like when you're listening to like a drag queen who puts out a song or a music video, consider all the people who are, you know, making art and how much work goes into it, and really like appreciate and love that. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like it, just like, You're allowed to not like something and then go on the internet and not say it. You don't have to tell someone that you don't like it. So,
and it becomes like cool to be like, that's so bad, so horrible. Can you believe that? It becomes like, and then it becomes like a pylon thing. It's like that's so dumb.
And sometimes the worst stuff can actually like age really, really well and turn into like this pop culture thing that everybody lives for. Like the club goes up the biggest when it's I'm Roxy Andrews and I'm here to make it clear.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's exactly happening. You have three verses to get ready and they go up. So even like sometimes like what could be looked at as like maybe bad or not as good as some of the other girls' stuff can age finely, you know? You don't always want that wine right when it's been bottled. You want to talk to that vintner and be like, bitch, give me the girl vintner in the crystal bodysuit in like three
vintner
years.
Vintner.
Is that the
exactly
word, vintner? Okay.
No, I love the word vintner.
That's a wine person, right? Or something?
Well, yes, I believe so. Or a thing that you keep it in. I literally don't know.
Yeah, you've never had experience with wine.
Never tried it, but no. Heard it's great.
Thank you
so much, Ben, for that message. And a picture of your friend with Willem. Okay. Anyway, from Evan, our next message. Okay. Dear Willem Alaska, Dig Bipper, and the potential hot goss guest that may or may not be there. Very considerate. Thank you,
yeah,
Evan.
Love that.
Something I thought about a lot is influencers complain when they get a platform and pull the "I never asked to be a role model, I never wanted to be" excuse when they do something stupid and rightfully get called out. When listening to the episode with Bianca, great episode, BT dubs, and hearing you talk about being PC and censorship of some things kind of sparked that idea of never asking to be a role model in my head. I wanted to just ask your perspective on this. The AAA girls were an integral part of me coming to terms with my queerness. I found Willem through a collab you did with Shane Dawson, and I stalked your Instagram and was so enamored by you, and then I watched The Beatdown, and that was when the AAA girls first launched with the American Apparel Ad Girls song. Through that, I found Drag Race, and seeing so many openly queer people discuss their stories helped me find comfort and community in being gay, so I cannot thank you enough for how much you have helped me on my journey. From Evan.
Cool. I'm looking for the question, but I did read something this morning that kind of has something to do with that. I was reading this article about S. Apatha Merkinson. She's got a really hard name, but she's been on over 516 episodes of Dick Wolf Television, Chicago Med, all the Law and Orders, all the
as many as you.
Shut the fuck up. But she was at this end of the article. It said something about, like, you know, not ever trying to be a role model or working at being a role model. But, like, you know, it's if that's where you end up, it's there are a lot worse spots to be. So, like, if you do end up there and you have to mind your manners or your P's and Q's a little bit more than you would if you were kind of underground, I think that you just have to learn to accept it and, like, honestly, it makes you hold yourself to a higher regard to a degree, because I'm nobody's role model. But if people are looking at you at a certain point, they may try to emulate you. So I've tried to be more responsible with my stuff. What about you? You've always been ahead of the curve pretty much. And like I've never really seen a misstep from you.
Misstep, the misstep pageant. where everyone is Gaffin, except it's about like gaffes.
28 left feet and one right.
hundreds of left feet and a couple of right ones.
Yeah.
I do find it funny sometimes and strange and certainly unexpected that I would be someone's role model, because I'm like, I step back from it and I'm like, I'm a drag queen named Alaska Thunderfuck. And like kids watch my content, and like a lot of my work is for like young people now, which is very unexpected. I never expected that to be I never could have expected that would be the reality of doing drag, but like it is. And like you said, that's not bad. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Because and so it's not about like I have to censor myself. I can't say what I really mean. It's like, no, I just want to be like responsible as a human being. I want to be like decent as a human being. And that's something that like I would hope everyone is on that journey and wanting to do that.
So, I mean, you're going to start brushing your wigs then?
I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I never said that. Should we skip to the dicks?
Well, I wanted to know about Dipper. I mean, he's kind of a whole model role model, too. I mean, he's he's been helping us with our fundraising here and all that stuff. And, like, by proxy, he's part of the whole effort. And do you feel a responsibility to the bear community?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think to any community, I think it goes back to what you were saying before about seeing that comment on the YouTube that's like, oh, you guys have gotten so woke. And it's like, what is the bad thing about being a more enlightened, aware, empathetic person in the world, caring about humanity and using your voice to uplift people? I also think, honestly, when people go like, oh, like, you have to be careful with what you say, I also think it's like, it's a challenge to rise to not go for base level dumb insult humor. You have to go like, oh, well, I'm not going to be an asshole, so then I have to be smarter. And it makes your art better to be a role model as well as like a creative person.
Or you just hire writers. And then at least Jackie's working.
To me, I feel like it's really
what privilege
to be a role model, you know?
Yeah.
Let's hear from Zach before we wrap up, just because it's time sensitive.
Oh, okay.
Zach attack.
Zach, he says, hey, queens. My name is Zach Morris. Yes, that's my real name. I'm Lisa Turtle.
Wow.
And while I'm an avid fan of the podcast, I'm also a board member for the Missouri chapter of Scleroderma Foundation. The Scleroderma Foundation is a federally qualified 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to serving the needs of the scleroderma community. Our primary goal is to raise funds and awareness for our threefold mission of support, education, and research. 20 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with this life-changing disease that went through our lives like a shockwave, making what seemed like a death sentence a thing to live with. She is now on the eve of retirement and still with us going strong. Yay. It is my primary goal to put the Missouri chapter on the map and to make every fundraiser event bigger than the last, even with the health crisis like COVID-19 against us. When I heard the news, one of our lovely queens, Shishi Devane, had suffered from this disease, it struck a chord that this year we have to think outside the box and reach out in different avenues for support. We have an upcoming virtual run-walk event on September 19th, 2020, and we all know and are highly aware of what this year has been and what it has done to every industry, including nonprofits. If you all could help with a simple shout out along with our event, that would be amazeballs. Their Instagram is showmescleroderma_, and we're going to link that on our Instagram page, Race Chaser Pod, and the walk page will be linked there too. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everything you all bring to my life daily. Stay safe, stay fierce. Zach Morris, board member, Missouri Chapter Scleroderma Foundation. Come on, MCS Steph.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Zach Morris. And I envisioned him turning toward the camera and everybody else freezing while he was saying this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Belding got Zach Morris on a... Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All that.
I also think it's cool they're doing like a charity walk/run in a digital way. Like, what is that even going to look like?
AIDS
walked
in it
too. Oh, my gosh.
Just
really?
It's just music. It's music video walking.
I love that, like the treadmill moment.
On a green treadmill. Have you ever been on a green treadmill? I have.
I have not, but I saw your video where you did it, and it was really cool. Well, we thank you for sharing that, Zach. And yeah, you can check out in the podcast description. We'll have all of those links for you. Stepping Out St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. This is the question.
Yeah, take the dicks. I saved them for last.
Take the dicks.
No dicks on Valentine's Day.
This next question comes from Gray. He says, Dear Canada, Willem, and Lil Dipper. What?
I don't know.
Hey, gals, I'm a huge fan of y'all and Race Chaser. Here's my issue. Recently, my husband and I discussed opening up our relationship. One thing is making me a bit nervous when I think of someone other than my husband seeing my ample bush. Gray pubes. I'm in my 30s, but started going gray a few years ago. I love the grays in my beard and chest hair, but below the belt is another matter. I love body hair and do not want a bald dick like those guys who shave off all their pubes but are hairy everywhere else. What the fuck? But I don't know how to feel about it, and I worry about how someone else would feel about it. How would you feel if you went to blow a guy and gray pubes popped out? Assuming you don't mind a nice bush otherwise, would it turn you off? Would you immediately think of a grandpa something? Maybe you're into grandpas. Would you think nothing of it, especially if you've already seen my face because there's a dick in front of your face and the dick fever has you? Thoughts, prayers? As thanks for your time, here are a few dick pics. Me and my husband, me on the left, and a clearer pic of my pubes to see what I'm talking about. Okay.
Thank you
so much for listening to Hot Goss. Honestly, like, just pull the gray ones out. You could do that quicker than it would have taken to write us this letter.
If you don't like, go ahead and disagree with you on that one.
Or buzz them if you don't like them. Nobody's gonna suck a dick because there's a gray pube.
I mean, especially if you are rocking like silver like hairs in your beard and in your chest hair, then like it kind of will match. And so I don't think it would be like disruptive or horrible or surprising in any way. If you know, they went down to the region and there were, you know, hairs that matched. And I don't really even see that many in the picture of the detail picture of the pubes. I'm looking, I see a few, but
I'm trying to enlarge it.
I don't.
But I just spit on it and it didn't work.
Very much for the pictures. There's one of you with your partner and he seems to be grabbing both of your members firmly.
And the second
in
picture
his fists.
Yeah, like double stick shift. The second picture has a lovely blue and white batik pattern carpet and curtain and trash can set. You're going to need to take that trash out. It's almost full. And a white t-shirt and a penis in a maple-stained wood frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, maple-stained.
Yes.
This third picture is
white t-shirt.
White.
Yes.
This third picture looks like he might be in a microfiber short of some sort. The gray pubes that were aforementioned, I do not see them, but the peak of blue panty.
There's a couple. Yes, peak of a blue panty and a very nice casual watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a rug on a hardwood floor.
Wonder if he got his steps in.
I just saw a messy man.
We thank you. Very much, Grey Anatomy. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
You can always send us
your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
/drag. We have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the Race Chaser hashtag and you can watch the videos a la carte. Today we're releasing our Freaky Friday video, so some of you do glamour. We do freak glamour body. That's what we do.
Follow us on Instagram @Willem @TheOnlyAlaska5000 @RaceChaserPod.
Yeah, and we did a great Name That Tune live stream this week. And if you're looking for some more quality, chaotic entertainment with your favorite drag superstars, mm-hmm. you can still watch it on Vimeo and video on demand. And all that money will be donated for the girls, too. And that link is in our link tree on IG. Don't be shaking the link tree or all the links will fall out. Be respectful.
Exactly. We had such a good time doing it, and we raised a whole bunch of money for the girls, so you can watch it on demand, and we can send more money their way. That link on at Race Chaser Pod on Instagram also has lots of resources, places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of social media timelines have gone back to normal, but make sure you are challenging yourself every day to think about the world in an anti-racist way and to learn something new about racism, privilege, and how it affects our daily lives.
You should wear a mask, you should wash your hands, and you should stay safe and healthy. And
that's right.
We will be back next week with more piping.
Steaming.
Scurrying. Boiling.
Broiling. Broiled.
Yeah, I'm in salamander.
Char broiled. Baby, make that dick rain on me.
That's hot goss.
Tell me what I need to know. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.